Pennsylvania has a higher percentage of structurally deficient bridges than any other state. But what exactly does that mean? Are the bridges unsafe? Keystone Crossroads' Mariel Segarra explains in this first story of our three-part series on the state's bridges.
If you drive in Pennsylvania, you've probably crossed a structurally deficient bridge. Maybe you're driving over one right now. Pennsylvania has more than 30,000 bridges, some spanning rivers like the Ben Franklin Bridge in Philadelphia, and others much smaller, crossing rural creeks and highways. More than 6,000 of these bridges are structurally deficient. You might think that means the bridges are on the verge of collapse. Esan Manai says that's not the case. He's a project manager at the engineering firm Intelligent Infrastructure Systems.
Structurally deficient bridges are not unsafe. It's just a technical term that engineers use to categorize specific bridges and highlight them for monitoring, for repair, and sometimes for replacement.
Inspectors monitor the state's bridges at least every 2 years. Manai says if a bridge is safe but it needs repairs, it may be given a weight limit to slow the deterioration. If it's unsafe, it'll be closed. Ironically, those weight restrictions and closures can cause problems, even threaten public safety. It's late November in Sellersville, and public works employees in yellow vests are putting up a giant wooden Santa Claus outside the volunteer fire department. Behind them is the Main Street Bridge. PennDOT has given the bridge a 13-ton weight limit. That's a big problem for the fire department, because its fire truck weighs 32 tons, and the bridge is the fastest way to get to houses on the south side of town. Fire Chief Ray Brennan says the truck has to take a detour that can delay firefighters by up to 8 minutes.
You figure every minute that fire doubles in size. Even 2 minutes is critical, so 8 minutes can be dire.
The department is applying for a permit that would allow its fire truck to cross the bridge. PennDOT says it probably won't grant the exception because the truck is too far over the weight limit. Chief Brennan says he knows it's illegal and he worries about weakening the bridge, but he has at times told the truck's driver to go over the bridge anyway. And he'd do it again.
We have an elementary school on the south end of town. If there's a fire in the school, do I make the choice to tell the tower to come across the bridge or go around? I mean, I personally, my kids go to that school, so they're coming across the bridge.
Fire departments in Scranton, Perkasie Borough, and Ottsville also say they're cut off from residents by a weight-restricted bridge. Bridge restrictions can also be an inconvenience, making it hard for people to get around. Dave Melchior is a computer programmer from Springfield. His parents live in Newtown Square, a township where residents can't drive over a main road because of a closed bridge. Melchior says last year his parents were driving home from church in a snowstorm.
They're forced to take the backways, which are very steep and very treacherous in the snow. They actually got stuck and had to leave their car abandoned on the side of the road.
His parents got a lift from a neighbor and recovered their car later. But winter's on its way again, and the bridge won't be fixed until next summer. Melchior says bridge closures like this one have ripple effects beyond his community.
When you have these sorts of basic infrastructure crumbling around us, it impacts our economy, our productivity, our ability to get things done and be competitive as a nation.
Trade groups, local officials, and even the Department of Transportation itself say restrictions can force commercial trucks to take longer routes, costing businesses time and money. But PennDOT says it's done the best it can with the funding it has. The agency has repaired more than 1,500 bridges since 2008, and it's repairing more thanks to the transportation funding law signed by Governor Corbett last year. Construction on the Sellersville Bridge won't be finished until summer 2018. Until then, Chief Brennan says he's crossing his fingers. Mariel Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.